up top, we're going up top. All the other formations, they surely have to stop. We're going up top, we're going up top. Jamie and Jordan, the bullshit never stops.
You're listening to the One Up Top podcast, hosted by Jamie and Jordan. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and all of our social media outlets at One Up Top Podcast.
And a very big welcome back to this week's episode, fourth episode in a long time, back from the dead once again. And as you can probably see, I'm sitting in the Fat Ronaldo Lounge in Rio de Janeiro here, waiting for me flight back to London ahead of the big game on Sunday. I'm delighted to be joined with the two lads, Luke and Pete, in it, both former guests. Yes, two staunch Bohemian men. I'll tell you, it's getting on.
Great. Absolutely buzzing for
it. I'm all right, Jordan. Yeah, thank you.
Very optimistic day, Luke, anyway. See how our conversation goes for the rest of the day. So, yeah, look, lads, suppose we'll have a bit of a recap of last season, firstly and foremostly. Suppose Devine was gone quick enough, as we all thought he'd be. Reynolds, the man that came in. He was.
Jordan, just stop it. Are we not going to ask each other how we are and how we got on the off season and all the nice things we've done without bows in our life? We're just going to go straight into the business. I thought this was a half social, half football podcast.
Yeah, well, look, roll the credits. The new season's upon us.
You've been sunning yourself around the world. Luke's just been running around, and I've been, you know, doing bits and pieces.
Running after kids.
Yeah.
Look,
for me. For
sake.
Pete, weekend, I'll be back soon. Bowls Friday, club Saturday, United Sunday.
Absolutely. Getting a tattoo of that.
So, yeah, Reynolds came in, lads, a quarter way through the season. I suppose he came in, got a bit of a kick out of him, you know, won a couple of games in a row. Obviously, there's a bit of legacy hate there towards Reynolds, being painted to the fan base. Lo and behold, he shoots off to Croatia without nobody knowing, except for the people who were in the know, of course. And he came back fully focused on the job. He won one game in 19, and that probably didn't help his morale with the rest of the family, so you know we're a bit uncertain on them.
Yeah, like anything that could have went wrong did go wrong last year. Like you've our own shortcomings, obviously. The change of manager, as I said, the Croatia thing, I think knocked a lot of people for six. The recruitment, I think, as well. Like we're starting the season on a back foot as well in terms of the recruitment. I mean, everything we all whinged and moaned about in the off season last year came to fruition in terms of having a squad ready from the off. And that told as the season went on, we just weren't ready going into last season whatsoever, you know.
Yeah, going after the cup final, shouldn't have waited till what was the six games Devine got. Well, I still think Devine has won out the draw with the recruitment. Why don't do it after the cup final? Why wait? Like, so we should have been doing so. I think it was all over the shot from the get go, like.
Yeah, multiple errors.
Never stood a chance last year anyway.
Yeah, but I don't think Reynolds did himself any favours, as I said, when he came into the job. We had a couple of decent performances, like obviously that stand out. I mean, the night down in Talca Park, we were excellent. We had the good winning over Rovers. We had another good win over Rovers at home. And we played well in Talla. But like, if you're giving him a scorecard for last season, he'd be lucky to get two. It was just so poor, it was so lifeless, it was soulless, just nothing to get excited about whatsoever. It was hard work going on a Friday night, you know. And I know a few fellas that stayed in the bar for a lot of the games. But a poor season. And that coupled with, obviously, Pats flying, Rovers flying in Europe, and Shells obviously had a fantastic season as well. So just...
Semi-final as well. You never would have got to a better chance. Derry had a softest team in the league, probably bar us. And we're just so fucking... Just didn't do anything that night. Like, did we have one shot on goal that night?
Yeah, so poor.
Pulled something out of the season, and it was just... That was so deflating, like...
Yeah, that Derry game particularly... I was flying back to Ireland the next day ahead of what I was thinking was a nice cup final ahead of us. Packing your bags, we're going 2-0 down RTE on the player.
Then they looked at the way Draw had played in the cup final. We wouldn't have got near that Draw team the way they played. They were absolutely fantastic, you know. So might have been a blessing in disguise. We saved our Aviva victory for Sunday, please God.
We have another one in us at the end of the season. But wasn't a good season at all.
No, looking back, consigned to history. One or two highlights, but an awful lot of lows.
Yeah, and I said Reynolds' scorecard probably 2 out of 10 is probably fair.
2 out of 10 would be being kind to him, you know. So
Well,
yeah,
he has
must do better.
a lot of work to do with me
Yeah.
anyway.
Yeah, I think he's allowed to get the fan base on board, and you know,
Yeah, I think
the only way he does, I think, is by winning. And you know, it won't take
winning
long.
games, simple as that. Yeah.
Simple as
Does
that.
nothing for me. I just don't think he has the personality to manage the club.
Yeah.
He's no
I
person.
see.
No, I hope and please God I'm wrong and he has a great season, but I can't see it. I think the squad is there. It's a great squad on paper. I just can't see him getting the best out of that team. Now, hopefully I'm wrong, but I just can't. But listen, time will tell.
Yeah, and folks, we'll go over that bit of misery then. You know, jumping on a sad moment in Bohemian FC last year. Something I just wanted to touch on was, of course, the loss of, you know, one of the legendary Bolts fans, Dearborn. Dearborn, I think he was a big fan of the podcast, big fan of Bolts. You would have seen him at any game, whether it was the women's, the men's, Leinster Senior Cup. You know, Dearborn was a part of the furniture in Dalymount Park, and he would sadly miss. I think Pete, you probably would know him a bit longer than I would.
Yeah, like just between himself and Mono, two of the greatest Bohemians you'll ever know or you'll ever meet. Absolute privilege to have spent so much time with Jer on away trips and on buses and Friday nights. Never failed to make me laugh. Like no matter what he said, the way he said it just always gave me a smile. An absolute gentleman and sorely missed. He won't be forgotten. An absolute gentleman.
Yeah, and I just want to give a shout out as well. Jer's brother Philip is actually doing 5 kilometers a day every day for the whole year. For Jer, he's doing a marathon a month. And then on his 50th birthday, which I believe is 14th, so the day after this gets released, he'll be running 50 kilometers, so a year for each of his birthdays. That is incredible if you can manage to do that.
He did it last year as well.
Yeah, I think he's done
He
do.
ran 5K every day last year.
Yeah,
And I
and
think
he.
he's doing 5 miles this year. So he's doing 8K every day. It's
8K every day,
unbelievable.
and then on top of a marathon a month, and he's going to do 50K on Jer's birthday, which is, you know, 50K. I wouldn't do that in a car, and a day, never mind running around. So, look, there's a donation link. I'm going to leave it on the podcast. I'm going to leave it on the social media. People want to chip in. There's a nice kitty there at the moment. It'd be great if, you know, an extra few balls men could top it up. So,
Yeah,
yeah,
what an
absolutely.
achievement, in fairness, what he's doing. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, the credit big time to him, and you know, rest in peace, Jer. He sadly missed around the place.
Yeah, 100%.
So look, lads, we'll now move on to the off-season recruitment, I suppose. The one's out the door, you won't be missed too much. Charlie Grant has gone over to the other side. Not too sore. He will be still getting a bit of abuse, of course, but you know, it's a big wage off the bill.
Yeah, just wasn't value for money, wasn't doing it, and there was no guarantee he was going to do it again this year. So probably the wise decision there. And as I said, given the wage he was taking in, just was a no-brainer, really, as far as I'm concerned. A popular player, and I liked Danny Grant, but just hadn't done it since he came home. So we move on. Yeah. I don't actually even know who else left the club. That's how
Paddy Kirk.
Paddy
Paddy.
Kirk. Again, great fella, but just had a poor season. Just couldn't be relied on. Too erratic.
I would have kept Kirk for backup myself. I said, I think there's a great player in Kirk. I just think we need a good manager to get it out of him. Like he's brilliant with Sligo, decent with Longford. I think there's definitely a player there. I think just maybe because he's Bowes is his club, he might have struggled. He might be better getting away from Bowes where it's not so personal to him or something like that. But it's definitely a player, Paddy Kirk. But I would have personally myself, I would have kept him for backup.
Yeah, but you have Flores there for backup, and you get
Flores,
a proper left foot, and then
seen enough of
that would
Flores.
be
He's
your
not a
foot.
fullback.
No, he'll do a job there. Like some of Flores' best games for Bowles have been at centre half, been at left full. Anytime he starts in midfield, he's pinging balls into the shopping centre and pinging
Not
balls out.
mobile enough to play in midfield, but I don't
Yeah.
think he doesn't look interested enough to me. But listen, Martin Miller gone as well. He was
Show flashes of it, yeah.
playing very full,
Think
like
he's a player
it's
there, yeah.
that's still kind of where we were at. He's a number 10 who's getting thrown
Playing
to the
right
wife.
back. Yeah. He was an exciting sign when we got him in. I thought he might have been a difference maker or a game changer, but just
Yeah,
didn't happen.
there was high hopes when he came in. You know, even the word came out from training that you know he looked a bit cut above the rest. Again, never really worked out. And of course, with Akinfundi, was probably a bit of a scapegoat as well, thrown up front, not his position, and he's probably paid the consequences of that now.
Yeah, see the thing a lot. I think with these signings, like they're coming in to such a bad team, a team that's doing so bad, so it's hard to get themselves going when they're coming into a car crash as it is. Like if
Yeah.
they could be different players, they're coming into a team, bang at it, like thriving a confidence. Like fucking Martin Miller's coming in, probably coming on. Probably took him 10 games to get into this team. Gets into the team, Daly Mount is like a fucking morgue. One bad pass, people are on his back. So, it's difficult for these fellas coming into such a car crash of a team. That's what I think. It just didn't work out for any signings, did it? Really,
No, not till we got their summer time and I brought in the two lads back, Davoy and Dernie.
yeah, they're probably the bright spark out of the lot. And again, you know what you're getting with those two boys. There, you know, there was no bedding in time. They were straight in. Not to say they'd brilliant second half of the season, but Dawson got his couple of goals. Tierney was always lively, and you'd expect with a full pre-season and a more settled team that they'll only get better and
If we didn't get
they'll
the
be the
two of them
fulcrum of the
in, we
team.
would have been a lot closer to that playoff. Like, just imagine we didn't get the two of them in.
Would have been relegated, yeah.
Drogheda would have been a lot closer to us. Like, as if
Yeah.
there were too close. Too close to us as it was. But if you hadn't have got Tierney and Devoy in, like, geez, I think we could have been in trouble there. Like, serious
Yeah,
trouble.
for sure. For sure. And then obviously, you know, summer falls into winter. And I think we all had a great start to the recruitment. Some of the players that came in, Mountney, Morahan, you know, seasoned League of Ireland players. The well sort of dried up then towards the new year. And, you know, we're staring down the barrel of 2024 all over again regarding recruitment. But, of course, the last couple of weeks, Arthur Reynolds, he's pulled up trumps, joining Lacey, the Moose. And of course, Connor Parsons out of blue.
Yeah, and
Yeah,
the fullback off Preston as well. Best, is it?
Cam Best,
Yeah,
yeah.
I was only saying, was I saying to you, after obviously we got the three signings in December, and it was just radio silence, and I was thinking, going like, what do we let Grant go for? Why are we letting Kirk go? And we had no backup. I thought we would have had players in early January, and it's just in the space, two or three signings in the space of a day, it just flips the optimism on its head. Like, just, I'm actually looking forward to the season now. Before them three or four signings, I was like, fuck this. Where are the players coming from? We're gonna get some shitty loans in. But I think the recruitment has been spot on. I think it has been very good. And I think I can't see any of them not strengthening us. Or a lot of them, what like they're all playing in the league bar at best and the Moose, but
Lacey.
the best has good pedigree, played a good bit of championship, and the Moose is the Moose. Like, if you can't get excited about the Moose, you might as well just fucking jack it in, I think.
Yeah, but even other than that, like Moran was Sligo's captain. He's obviously a good egg. Mountney, obviously, you know, his achievements speak for themselves.
You can sing that mountain
Parsons,
song
yeah.
now as well.
So they're obviously good characters to have in as well, you know. You know you're gonna get with them, they're gonna work hard. And then as you said, like Moose is just the trump card, isn't it? Like, I mean, I wonder how many tickets has been sold for the Aviva since we announced him. You'd almost think we waited and waited and waited to announce him till the match was close and we could sell a few tickets.
Yeah, I think when we signed the Moose originally, you know, the word came out that he was training us, and you know, let's be realistic here. Nobody knew exactly who he was. We all just done one type into Google, Pete. You've probably seen the first thing that came up was a goal against United. It was an absolute
Yeah,
fucking
yeah, yeah.
cracker. He got a couple of goals against Arsenal. He's got a goal goals against West Ham, everything. So you know, there's
Couldn't Stamford
definitely
Bridge even, I think. I was looking at a
going
reel the
against
other night.
Arsenal, Chelsea, and United. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's just typical balls, though, isn't it? Like, just getting
Yeah, we.
someone like that. Like, when you just it's question marks over Colin Whelan's fitness, fucking anxiety through the roof. Am I going to be playing Tierney up front or James Clarke up front? Let me just pull this out of fucking nowhere. Like, it's and apparently he was offered. He was probably offered to the likes of Shells Rovers and Pats before us.
I don't think that was true.
Wasn't
My understanding is no. I know Dan McDonald came out and said that he was
that?
offered
Yeah, Dan
around the
McDonald
league,
said that,
supposedly.
yeah.
I don't think that was the case. Apparently, I've heard from above that was not the case, and it was very much kept under quiet. Because if it was offered about, surely you would have heard it before he was spotted on trial about.
There was a Chris Wilder said, I read an article of Chris Wilder yesterday, and he said that like he's meant to be a good lad. Like, it just obviously lets himself down with discipline and stuff. Like, but He said,
Yeah, sure. No, that goes for all of us. You know what I mean?
We knocked around with all the Irish lads when he played for Sheffield United. So we knocked around with John Egan and Enda Stevens and stuff like.
Yeah, like if you are going to get a fella in who's not at it or who's just, you know, not 100% fit, it's the one position where you can probably get away with it. You know, if he's in around the box and we get a bit of ball into him, get a couple of knockdowns, he'll finish. Like you see some of his finishing in the goals. Like he won't be missing on that big pitch in the Aviva if he gets the chance. He'd be clever enough and cute enough to know where to go and predict balls, and he will. He'll get loads of goals even if he's half fit. So I wouldn't be overly worried about that. It's just if he does go out the door and we're trying to replace him and we're trying to replace that level of goals, where do we go from there? But listen, it's going to be good. It's exciting and well worth the gamble, I think, is how I'd sum it up, you know?
Yeah. In the paper there, I literally just read it before I jumped on this Tuesday. He was saying, obviously, Bo was done a media day in the Aviva today. And Reynolds was asked about his contract, and he said it's massively incentivised around him playing and scoring. So, I think they asked Reynolds, like, Reynolds said, yeah, he must have made a few quid because I don't know if he has any of that left.
Yeah, he rode off a Lamborghini. I'd say that a few quid went to Thor that day. Can't imagine enjoying the pain out. But I was reading up on it, and I'd seen you know, came to Dublin Airport, 20 stone like myself, rocking around. He's shaved off a bit of timber. I think he's on the Ozempic these days.
Didn't look too bad in the pictures I've seen of him. He looked fairly slim.
Yeah, it looks like he's trimmed down. He's got a little bit off him, but I think that fourth trial he had, there's a couple of pedos on site. Martin Smith might be in one of them, watching from afar. And he said, "This fella, how is this fella even a footballer?" But yeah.
Sam Runmark too.
Yeah. If we can get him firing, you know, Jesus. The only thing I'd worry about is, as you said, Pete, is it comes to summer and he's got like 10, 15 goals. There's a little clause there that says a bit of interest and you can go.
Yeah, and that's
the last thing we
listen,
need.
I take that. If he got us 15 goals to Christmas.
Well, like, season be out for Christmas. I'm talking about you.
We should hope he gets 15 goals before Christmas.
The summer.
Yeah, if we can get us 15 goals and 10, 15 points clear. With a summer, we'll take that. Other than that, you can fuck off, he's dead.
Yeah, exactly. £5,000 a week, you'd want to be getting us 15 goals.
Yeah. I suppose the other couple of players that came in, one of the probably excited us all, you know, Connor Parsons. I thought we were a bit shy on the wings. You know, Grant McElderaw probably offered as much as most of us did in Daly Mount last season. But again, Parsons went to Dagenham Redbridge. Whatever reason, never worked out or didn't want it to work out. As it landed back in Alan Reynolds' door. And he's in the Bohemian FC ahead of next season.
Good to have, yeah. And he knows the league as well, so it's a good sign. And like, I don't know an awful lot about Parsons, but he's a decent enough record at Waterford, so hopefully be decent with us. Like,
yeah, full time footballer.
YouTuber
knows the league. I think that's the most overused phrase now. Knows the league. I find myself using it all the time as well. Like some of the best players we've had have never played in the league before. But anyway. Yeah, listen, as I said, he looks like he has the ability and he's done it in the league. So, yeah, as I said, we're good to go in that area as well.
Yeah, and I suppose we'll finish up on the back line, you know. To say, leagues are sort of won and lost, both ends of the pitch. I think we've seen that last year. Now we had a great midfield, controlled a lot of games, but we all forked out, no knickers. There was no substance at the other end of the pitch. I know Rockstar being out for the whole season didn't help jail the back. Still hard to know what we're going to get at centre back this season.
I don't know who the two are going to be. Really don't know.
Personally, I'm not really having it too much at the moment. Seeing a bit of them, I can see a bit of quality, and then sometimes I'm seeing James Finnerty, Alamo moments. Cian Bourne.
It'll be Cavanagh and Cromwell Sunday, surely.
I don't know. I think he's going to go with Cavanagh and Bourne. Just to, like the two lads that played last year. Unless he brings Lacey in, I don't think Cornwall will start.
I don't think Cornwall will start either. Just to come back from the injury. I think he'll go senior and younger. I'd be surprised if he goes with two younger lads.
Yeah, given Cavanagh, you'd just like to have someone beside him, wouldn't you, holding his hand a little bit?
Yeah, you definitely want a Lacey or a Rob Cornwall beside him. You know,
Lacey has all the experience. So, I mean, like, I don't think stepping into a Dublin derby would totally phase this fella, like, based on his CV. So, if he's up to it and he's ready to go, he might be the man.
Yeah, and then, of course, the other side of him then.
What are you reckoning, Lacey and Kavanagh?
I think it'll be Lacey and Bourne for me.
I think Kavanagh will start. Kavanagh's probably the one that will start.
Yeah,
The only one that you could say will start.
I'm not mad on Cian Bourne, to be honest. As much as I want him to do well because he's came through the academy and stuff, I'm just not mad on him.
You're gonna have two good fullbacks there as well, either side. That's gonna help Cian Bourne as well. I mean, like we'd all sorts going on in the fullback areas last year. So with two good fullbacks, I'd be happy enough with Cian Bourne there. Who's gonna play in goal? That's
It's gonna be Talbot, I think.
I think it's gonna be James, yeah.
Yeah, look, if you look just looking by the team sheets, yeah, I think it's Talbot. Like he's been near enough. I don't think he had to be number one in preseason, but just going by the friendlies. Even you would have said the majority of the players played the night before the Athlone game, wasn't Talbot was there. Casper went to Athlone, so I think Talbot's going to be.
I think he's going to get the nod as well. I think, truth be told, 99% of both fans would prefer the fully flying Talbot back 100%. I know we haven't seen it for a season or two, obviously due to his own issues. Casper probably taking up a nice wedge there and probably rent somewhere. You know, an extra few quid we could do it, probably freeing up as well.
Probably harsh on Casper though, because he was probably our best player last year. Like,
nah, he's brilliant. Yeah, he was brilliant last year.
See, I still think he should have saved Duffy's free kick against in the semi final now. But yeah, he was great. He was the only, probably our best signing in pre-season last year. So it probably is harsh on Casper, but I personally would go with my heart and go with Talbot.
Yeah, I suppose we'll move on to some Mafia topics here, and you know. Just sort of briefly go over them. The Aviva Stadium, you know, there's an article there a couple of weeks ago from the FEI. Possibility we could use that as a bit of a home of sorts. I'm not sure what you was thinking about or how would it actually really work. How many games could you take there? What teams could you take there?
I think from a sporting point of view, that like the chopping and changing of a home venue, if you're trying to be competitive, is far from ideal. The ideal scenario is you've won one stadium or one ground and you use that for the entire period, and you try and make it a bit of a home or a bit of a fortress. So I don't like the idea of ground hopping, you know, playing six games here, then you move there for two Dublin derbies, back to the Aviva for one game, and then back to your temporary home. I know it's obviously a need must situation. I know they've priced the RDS.
Where the Aviva, where realistically else can you play in Dublin?
Richmond. Richmond.
Richmond.
Okay. It was Lambert saying if they want to get to the RDS, they'd have to triple the ticket prices to justify it.
I thought the RDS might have been a good option, but there's a few bills are sitting across the road waiting for us. Again, to have to triple the prices. Aviva, I thought that'd have been a bit of a Queen's Park deal with Hamden. We might have got that. You've got as a bit of a home ground.
Just opened the lower tiers. Like I think Leinster are doing something along the lines where they're just opening up the lower tiers.
I think it's more the availability, isn't it? I think Bowls are blessed to get the Aviva for the Rovers game with the Six Nations on. Like, so there's so much stuff on in the Aviva. Like the availability, I'd say, is probably an issue, isn't it?
Yeah, in February and March, I suppose, when the rugby's on. Yeah,
and then Leinster. Lucky to get this because this is smack bang in the middle of the Six Nations. Like,
yeah. Oh, we'd have the powers to be deal with that, but I won't be going to Santry anyway. That's for sure.
No, I don't think anyone wants to go to Santry at Talla. I think Talca's probably out of the equation with the, unless they can agree, the poor field the women's team, but you know, those fucking weirdos down in Talca, they do have a bit of an obsession with that women's team a long time. So they'd probably kick up about that. I was putting money on it, I'd probably say Richmond.
I'd call Talca if we went there. The fucking shithole.
Yeah, it is a grim kip. I probably think at this age it's going to be Richmond. They have no women's team, so makes it a bit easier for two teams to play in the pitch rather than four.
Richmond would be the best of a bad bunch, really. You know, has the capacity as well. Easy enough to get. It's on the decent transport links. Play there for 18 months and get the fuck out of there. Then you know what I mean. Just looking at the teams around us, we've Pats. You'd imagine they're going to be the team to beat this year with the quality they have. Just looking at their squad there, it's frightening. Rovers is an interesting one. They have an aging squad, a couple of signings that you wouldn't be too sure about, even the likes of Danny Grant. So it'll be interesting to see how they play out.
Struggling for a striker as well, aren't they?
Struggling for a striker. And then you've Shells. Your Shells, again, it's going to be an interesting one, like with a bit of expectation, a bit of pressure. How did I react to that? So I don't know. If we're about our business and we pick up a few points early, be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, I think when you're looking from the top down, maybe looking at Shelbourne, you probably see, can he get it out of him again? I know he's added a bit of quality. Like, they won the league with fucking next to no points. That was just about getting into Europe a couple of years ago. So again, there could be another season like that where, you know, it's that competitive between all the teams that now sort of 70, 80-point mark. But another three or four games, I don't think anyone would disagree that Stephen Kenny would have been walking away with the trophy.
Yeah, well, even the points totally amassed in the last, what, 15 games. What was it, 14 wins, one draw, one defeat? Just incredible stuff, you know. Shells will have Europe as well, which could be a distraction.
Yeah,
Like,
Europe.
but one Shells the league last year, they were so
Also don't
organized in pre-season and they just done everything right. They done everything correct. And they had that bit of a buffer then when they hit the skids toward the end of the season that they just had to regroup then and win their last couple and get them over the line. Like, a fantastic achievement given the squad they have. But, like, I haven't seen anything from Rovers to make me think that they're going to really, really come again. Like, I know obviously they have the quality all over the pitch. They still have Burke and Jack Byrne, but it is an aging squad. I just don't know whether they'll be able to live with Pat's, with the energy Pat's will have this year.
I think Pats might be hunger.
Hungrier as well, yeah.
When you looked at the Rovers squad, you're thinking, you know, midfield, O'Neill, Bourne's crook games at this stage. He can't get really can't get a run in. His back seems to be a bit knackered. Banjo, when I was re-signed, well, I know obviously there's not much in between his 2 years, but whatever there is, made a decision not to go playing back in England.
I think with Byrne as well, like you can say they can play him in bigger games and bring him in and out for the derby games or whatever, but he was at his best when he was playing every week, you know, the star of the show, playing every game, scoring, free kick. It just didn't seem to work for him when he was coming in and out of the team, you know. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. Obviously, they'll still have the quality to beat most teams. Don't get me wrong, and they'll be thereabouts. But I just don't think they'll have it to catch Pats.
Yeah, the way I see it is that midfield is quality, but again, even looking, I said it was probably had last year, it's either end of the pitch, you're looking at them going, where's the goal coming from? I know they have both there, but you know, Green, another year older, Gaffney hasn't played the whole last season, he's 36.
Gaffney's crocked, isn't he? Like, he's
Yeah, I think he's in the.
alive. Aaron Green, they were trying to offload to Drogheda. So, Noonan won't play. I can't, probably Manju will probably play up front.
Yeah, false nine or whatever.
It also depends on who plays, who they play on the Thursday night, because a lot of their players, the likes of Graham Burks and Jack Byrne, they can't play two games in that short space of time.
Yeah.
They're both
Like,
know it.
call me mad, but I don't think it'd be the weirdest thing in the world to see, you know, Rovers lose a couple of games at the start of the season. The fear factor is probably already disappearing from them, and it could be completely gone by March. Wouldn't be surprised. I know they can go back into the summer, but with a squad as it stands, that could be a squad that might not finish top four.
I think from our point of view, the best thing to happen to them is they get a decent result on Thursday night, and they've one eye on the return leg, and they're in the game, and they don't want to risk anyone this early in the season for the Aviva. That's the hope, really, isn't it? That they're still in that tie, you know.
Yeah, that he might maybe look to the Aviva as a warm-up game for the rest of the squad.
Yeah, he holds back maybe, but like Burke would love that Aviva on Sunday, wouldn't he? Like that, he'd be just the man to
Open
get a
that up
winner,
for
you
me.
know.
Get
So
him into 5 years out of the
if we can get him held back for Thursday, that'd be great, you know.
Again, if he starts on Thursday, Bradley's a bit of a weird thing about not starting Burke as well.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have the legs anymore, but
Plays on Thursday, he won't play Sunday.
yeah, and if he's gonna play next Thursday, he probably won't play on Sunday either. So let's hope it falls that way, because he's the one man you'd be petrified of, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, Rovers a bit of an unknown quantity. I wouldn't be
Yeah.
backing them with any money to win the league this season.
No, Pats.
That's
Just we've
something.
seen enough. I think everyone has seen enough from Pats based on the back end of last season to think that they'll be the team to catch. So it'd be no great surprise if they get the business done.
Yeah, again, that comes with the added pressure of it too.
Yep. They have the man in charge to do it, don't they?
That is the other thing as well. I suppose look ahead to horse season, and you know, this time last year we're probably the opposite end of optimism. I think every year I try to go in, you know, positive. Last year, even then, I was like, you signed Ryan Carr, Piszczek, and you're trying to maybe look a little something out of it. And then they're just like, well, Piszczek plays Tour Division Japanese, he played 10 games in 3 years or something like that. Ryan Carr,
Yeah,
now we scored after 10
just don't.
minutes.
Yeah, just a positive start Sunday. Like, if we have to go to Derry next week, so, and then we have to go to Cork, so, like, just don't get beaten on Sunday. You know, obviously we want to go and win the game, and we're more than capable of going and winning the game. But if we're not going to win it, we just have to make sure we're not beaten and we're not turned over early doors, because as it's a couple of seriously tricky fixtures after that. Like, you know, you don't want to be going to Derry, their first home game with a new manager. So yeah, let's just make sure we if we don't win it, we're not turned over
You can
in
see us
theory
getting
on
a result
Sunday.
on Sunday, to be honest. I fancy us to get a result. They're just Rovers, but they've had a shortened, they've had fuck all pre-season. Like, I think they're only back about 2 or 3 weeks. I think I've only seen that they've played one friendly, then they had to go to Norway. So we won't get a better chance. And I just think we've been back since the start of December. Fucking big game in Aviva.
Yeah, but it's their sole focus. They've had so much else going on. I mean, it only
I think
feels like a
we
couple of weeks
need
ago they were playing Chelsea as well. Like,
To get off to a good start, but as Peter said, it's a very, very, very tough start. Only one
yeah.
game in Daily Mount, our first six. Now that might be a good thing because we're absolutely awful in Daily Mount last year. So,
I think the first Friday game in Dalymount is not till the end of March.
it's Drogheda Monday night, is it?
Drogheda's a Monday night, yeah. Yeah, I think Sligo at home maybe is the first. Am I right in saying that's Sligo home? End of March.
It would just if we were to win, if we were to win on Sunday, it just sets us up so nicely. Go up to Derry, fucking take a draw, or fucking like, just I could be completely different on Sunday morning. But I'm very optimistic. I think.
Should start booking the annual leave for Europe the way you're going.
I just think the way the game falls, I think we've a great chance of getting something out of it.
Yeah, but we should have a great chance. We should like it shouldn't be a surprise that we think we've a good chance of going to even beating Rovers on Sunday with the squad we're after putting together there and the amount of money that squad is after cost. You
Absolutely.
know,
The fucking
there's
team for the past 3 years.
I know, but it's time to get it's now or never really for Reynolds. So as I said, no more excuses. He has the squad. He's had a full pre-season. He's all the players back. He's Bucco back. He's Cornwall back. So let's go and win the fucking thing.
It's
Really is not suspicious
it's
for
very
now.
much it's very much his squad as well. It's his right back. It's his centre half,
Yeah,
Cairns, his left
that's
back.
all he said last year when we lost games. Well, this isn't my squad. That was his big one last year. This isn't my squad. No, it wasn't, but he'll be judged now. First six games, massive
Yeah,
fuck.
I think you have to give him. I think you have to give him the fourth set of fixtures anyway. If you can't get a showing
Yeah.
out of him by then, I wouldn't be going and tackling anyone after 5 or 6 games. I know that some of the masses might want that. They probably want them gone before Sunday if they could.
I want them gone before
but
so.
no, I think you have to do give a bit of leeway now. He's put the team together. You know, look at the midfield. McManus, Davoy, Bucco, Moran, Adam McDonald, fucking Davoy, and you know Flores and Sean Mountain as well if you need to. You know, they're all basically playing centre defensive mid. You wouldn't swap that for anyone else's.
Did you see the thing Chippy had up on Twitter during the week? He just had it in an XL of our squad last year for the starting off for the Sligo game compared to our squad this year. Like, it's fucking night and day. Like,
Yeah, it's big time. It's just, there's no excuses.
crazy.
Like, I think we're all going into the season quite optimistic, as I said. I think the main, I look at the squad and previously, there's no reason why good start. Moose gets firing. You know, you Clark and Tierney filling the number 10 position. Centre defensive mids are fucking rock solid. Like, you wouldn't swap any of our midfielders for anyone else in the league.
Absolutely.
Then,
Great
options there in every position.
question is if the back line can hold up and there's a bit of strength there and they can hold off, there's no reason why without getting carried away too much, you can't have a pop maybe at the toilet. I know it's fucking. The way, but why not?
Get the win. We have a good party after, and so say all of us. We're on the march. Favorite
Very much.
open game memories, lads. Any special memories from opening games?
Park game 2 years ago was brilliant.
Yeah, that was a great night.
Great
Great
trip.
night.
Great trip.
And what have I
Cork
got
away a
here? I
couple of
haven't.
years ago.
Yeah,
Rovers, the 3-1 against Rovers.
3-1 against Rovers. Obviously, it's the
Paddy Cowan
standout
again.
one. Casey's 2 goals and Finn. Remember
Was that the
Finn
first game
scored.
of the season?
First
Yeah.
game of the season, 2018,
Was
yeah.
it was the first game of the season? I just Jesus fucking didn't cop that.
The Chipper Van game, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have Sligo last year 2-2. Can't remember much about that. And I know we were played off the park. We were blessed to get the draw, weren't we?
Yeah, we scored. James Clark scored the last kick of the game, didn't he?
James Clark,
That's
that's
right, yeah.
right.
Last kick of the game. That, in fairness to Renkford, that was some finish that night. The little dink
Yeah.
over the keeper.
That's right. We went 1-0 up, then 2-1
Yeah,
down, then came back to 2-2, yeah.
Vince scored after about 5 minutes.
Yeah. There was two games as well. 08 and 09. Galway away 2008. Neil Fenn scores. Remember that one? And then Dundalk 22-09 and Dundalk scored up there. We won 1-0. The two league winning years.
Remember the Rovers game when they're fucking pissing around.
Pissing around, yeah. Less said about that, the better. On and off the pitch.
Saturday morning.
Yeah. Opening games don't think have been overly kind to us the last few years.
That's the game from the with the infamous picture of James Talbot sitting beside a well known Bohemian supporter in the hospital. All time classic old picture.
He would have been A&E both for different reasons.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah, that was one of the great moments, all right. I suppose while we're a bit in the lighthearted stuff, I think you've got some news for us in the baby department. Pete, not yourself, of course. I think you're all done.
Yeah, we've four new fans for the new season. We have Georgia Sinnott, Adam's little baby. We've Tommy O'Connor, my sister Holly's little boy. We have Chloe Comerford, and we have Aidan Oakes. So their first season of misery starts on Sunday in the Aviva.
Aidan Oakes has a CP company jacket already.
And he has a pair of Clark's Wallabies, yeah.
Yeah.
Just going around with Dwayne Smile all day, the baby.
He's going to start driving to the games now next year as well.
He's driving me to Derry away in 2 weeks.
Oh, as you said, touching on there, Barry Cullmore had a trial there, and of course now started his own logistics company.
Yeah, fair play to Barry. In fairness, like, he only has a newborn, he's organised a travel company to look after the lads for the away game. So cheers to that, lads. Yeah, the maiden voyage is for Waterford away, so that should be a decent old day out. So looking forward to that. Another one for the diary, another red letter day, that one.
Yeah, another few days in the fucking spare room. Yeah. Well, lads, the big issue was last season at Ballymill. Not that I was ever involved in the Ballymill last season, but was the as you said, Luke, you touched on it earlier. There was more life in Glasnevin Cemetery than Ballymill last season. I think first and foremost, it starts on the pitch. But I suppose what else can we do to bring it back?
I think everything's been tried at this stage. I think it really is just a matter of the team getting us going. Like, it's whether it's Section A, whether it's Section F and G, if the product is not there on the pitch, it's not going to be lively. And obviously, there's a responsibility to get behind the team as well. But like, it really is in the hands of the team. The crowd will respond once we start getting going. But we've got absolutely nothing to shout about for the last couple of years. So I'm placing the responsibility firmly on the team to get us going this year. And for the lads that stay in the bar too long, get out of the bar. Don't be in there for 20 minutes into the second half. Get to your seat early and get to do your bit. The team need to give us a shout.
You what?
Can
quote you on that?
You can quote me on that, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah. It'd be interesting to see how the atmosphere is in the Aviva on Sunday with, we've 30,000 tickets sold.
25,000. Rovers have sold 10,000, I heard.
You can see it hitting 33,000, 34,000. You know, which is a fantastic achievement to get 34,000 people at a league match. I know it's a season court and opener. It's not a cup final. I think a lot of people probably got carried away with what it could have been. But to get 34,000 at a game where, you know, you thought it might got a bit more interest from a lot of the other clubs, but they've all seemed to, you know, taking that ball and went home. They don't want that to do with it.
Actually, Drogheda and Shell should have been in the Aviva last Friday, sure.
Yeah, the 700 fans that are at the game.
Jesus, it's gas, isn't it? Pat's given out from the rafters that we're using the Aviva for a league game. They train in Abbottstown.
Yeah. Couldn't fucking make it up.
You know, they're getting their knickers in a twist that we're using the Aviva for a home game. Listen, it's not ideal. If truth be told, I'd rather be playing them in Daly Mount on Friday night at 7:45. But you know, you have to weigh up the pros and cons, and you have to see what's coming down the track. And it's perfectly understandable. I understand people's concerns from a competitive point of view. Would we have a better chance of beating them in Daly Mount on a cold night when they're back from Europe? Yeah, absolutely. But if this works, you know, you're engaging new fans. It's a good day out, which we seem to have anyway, no matter where we go. But
the only team that beat us in Daly Mount last year in the league, Rovers.
Really?
Yeah. Every other team beat us in Daly Mount, bar Rovers.
And they 3 bites of the cherry. They couldn't beat us in the cup either.
Yeah. So they were the only team last year not to beat us in Daly Mount. I'd rather it was on Friday in Daly Mount, but. I still think it will be a great Great day out, anyway. I'm looking forward to it now.
Yeah, there'd be a
Nice
few
set of
sick
stuff.
notes going in on Monday morning. Imagine across the board.
Real men don't ring in sick, just power on through, you know.
Just leave a weight on the space bar on the laptop and go back to sleep for a few hours.
Get the old Homer Simpson thing, you know, the little bird.
Yeah, so
yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it, and it's great. Like, you know, the months, the couple of months after the preseason or after the season finished, you're like, I don't miss it. I'm glad to be away from the place. Such a miserable time. But you can sense it now on the WhatsApp groups. You can sense it with your friends. You can sense that everyone's ready to go now. The appetite is back, and especially with the couple of new signings, we're good to go. So we don't ask for much, but if we can get a win on Sunday, Jesus, the roof would lift off the place, you know. The Gideometer would go into absolute overdrive if we win on Sunday. So
you mean he's got a goals, people be talking about, you know, going on the feet for the whole season. That's how much we get carried away.
We're our worst enemies, really, aren't we? Sometimes, you know what I mean? We're not the worst in the world, and we're not the best in the world. We're somewhere in the middle most of the time.
In the middle, yeah.
As you said, of it all, like,
the off season's over, and you know what? Especially when you have a shit season, you're like, you know what? Fuck, I'm annoyed, I'm done with it. It rolls into Christmas, as we all know, Christmas looks after itself, and you get into the new year. Then, you know, just the first, second week of January, you're like, need something different here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. So, I think we're all pointing at the
chase. See all the lads.
Yeah,
loads of big hugs and friendly hugs and So bring it on Sunday. Yeah, can't wait.
So before we look ahead to Sunday, I'll just get a probably bit of a quick prediction of what you do expect from Bowls throughout the year, and what you want to. I think is going to happen league wide. You want to go ahead first, Liverpool.
I think Pat's to win the league. Let's say I think we're going to be. I think it's going to be basically two leagues, basically. We're going to be in the middle of it, if you understand what I'm saying. So it's going to be a top four. So you'll have the likes of Shells, Rovers, Derry, Pats. I think we'll be just below them. We'll be a lot better than the teams below us, the likes of your Waterfords, Galway. So I think we're going to be stuck in the middle. I can't see us getting Europe, to be honest. And I'm going to say Shells don't get Europe either. Shells finish fourth. Rovers, Derry, Pats. Pats, Rovers, Derry, top three. And draw had it to be relegated.
No balls in Europe, so fucking
no balls.
Credits. What's the point?
Never,
fuck off, Liv.
Sorry?
You can fuck off. Balls ain't going to get top four.
We've a friendly lined up in Leipzig in June, I'm hearing as well. So.
Yeah, Red Bull, the boys, out.
Yeah. Red Bull balls.
See what you think is going to happen.
Enough hot air around the place, look at.
What do you feel is going to happen this year?
I just want us to be competitive. Like, you know, in years gone by, you're saying, I want Europe, I want this, I want that. I just want it to be enjoyable again next season. I want the buzz to be back. I want us to win games we should win at home. I don't want to be reading stats saying Bowls haven't won a home game in 3 months or 4 months. I want a team that gives it everything. And, you know, if I get that, we will do okay. Like, because there's enough quality there to... If we're giving it everything and we're well organized and we're hard to beat, the rest will follow, and we won't be far off that fourth spot, and we'll have a good rattle at the cup. But
home form just needs to improve. Like,
it's disgraceful last year, the home form.
Yeah,
nothing short of disgraceful.
Worst home record in the league.
Yeah,
so that just needs to improve. Like, I'd say Daily Mount fucking teams are fucking loving coming to Daily Mount last year, and even the year before that. And the year before that, you're a bit of a soft touch. Just have to be hard to beat in Daily Mount.
You know, yeah, even that mono stand as well, I think it gives away teams a great lift, because the noise that can generate, especially if team is coming on strong, they can really get behind them. It's a bit like the Shed and Drogheda, you know.
Yeah, I'd take the lid off that place if you could.
Big time, big time.
Roof as well, fucking. You don't get a roof anywhere else, so why should we give them one?
Yeah.
If you could take the lid off of that.
No way, and Ninja Core looks decent, doesn't it?
Hell in a cell.
The elimination chamber, 500 tickets.
But you listen, at least the League of Ireland hasn't gone totally up its own arse. At least Pats are trying to keep the league, you know, on an even key with a bit of a dump of an away end. So, more
Pete,
power to them.
Don't you know the woke era is over? Trump is in.
Yeah. Pats are bringing it back to where it should be. You know what I mean? So, fair play, Pats. Well done. If you can throw a few boulders and a few rocks around as well, maybe a bit of. What's the anti-climb paint as well, just for real League of Ireland
experience.
Really run retro experience, yeah. Good on you, Pat.
I was myself looking ahead to the season. I get carried away. I love getting carried away. It's been my biggest downfall in my life. But I'm just looking, and I think if we can get Mills firing, I think we can definitely be up there. I think that is huge. Think about who's going to be putting balls through them. Avoid Tierney, Clark, Wayne
Really?
Rooney, the assist king of the fucking league.
Yeah.
So much quality around that if we can get him fit, interested, and flying, I don't
He
think we're
has to
going to
start
stop him.
on Sunday, doesn't he?
I don't know if he will or not, to be honest with you. I
He
think
has to start.
someone's getting 60, 50 minutes and the other person's getting the 40 minutes. I think Reynolds probably doesn't know himself at this stage. Depends how fit he
Is
is.
Colin Whelan at 100% on the other side?
If Reynolds is telling everybody his contract is based on goals and based on incentivized, if he's not playing, he's going to be kicking Reynolds' door off the hinges.
Yeah.
So if he's going to be pay as you play and bonus related, he has to be in the team. So, that
But
tells me he's going to be
it's
starting.
better he can he's going to start this early
I
from
think
his
you'd have to
fitness.
go with him. Have to go with him on Sunday. Imagine the lift we'd get at fucking 1 o'clock and fucking Beggar's Bush if you take out the FAI app and the moose number nine is fucking up top there, like
Well,
fucking brilliant.
there's only one Bo's Moose for the moment, and he knows who he is, right? This new
Greg
moose has to earn his stripes first of all.
Fahey's actually got enough.
Let's just rein in the moose stuff yet.
Greg Fahey's not really taken to the moose. He's getting in on the fucking Greg's patch.
Greg, I saw Greg today. He was walking around with those Linguaphones with the headsets on. He was learning French. He's wee wee says to me.
I'm gonna put the big Bohemian bollocks on the table. I'm gonna call us to come second or third. I think Pat's winning. And he's winning. If we can get the Moose firing,
Bring a few of those happy pills on Sunday, Jordan, will you?
I'm calling for a year of Rovers having it falling off the cliff. That's what this is based on. I don't think that they're an unknown quantity. I don't think they'll be up there. I think they might have a bit of a rebuild season. If we can
I
get
think
the firing.
Derry are going to be very home. They've signed the pedigree of some of their signings is very decent. They've signed like four Northern Irish internationals. Like now, don't know what they're going to be like. They're probably a bit older, but
Fucking
Tyler
Beggs were
Mac.
better than Northern Ireland for Jesus' sake.
Yeah, I wouldn't be reading too much into that. And
Wouldn't be
again,
too worried about that.
once it comes into April and you're playing
Oh,
Monday,
sorry, lads, I won't give my
Friday,
opinion.
Monday,
So, fuck's sake.
they want it's out of your last. Don't forget, you're putting a lot of lads 40 plus on that Astro. You're going to have Friday, Monday games for the whole of April. But we'll see who comes out of that alive. Pat Hoban included in that again this season. So no, I think we should be up there. We should. These fucking for today and this week, dream of it. Don't get me wrong, we can all come crashing down on Sunday and we can talk
Definitely
about
need to be in the
fucking
mix
hanging
for
Reynolds
Europe.
out of Babymount Park from the top of the floodlights. But until then, we shall dare to dream.
Absolutely, Jordan. I love the optimism. Fair play to you.
And again, the only thing that, as I said, doesn't worry that worries me going into the season, Luke, you said it earlier on. I don't think anyone doubts Reynolds' ability as a coach. He's been in every League of Ireland manager wants him as their number two. Jim Crawford had him as number two. I think the writing on the wall is that he's clearly a very good coach. However, I don't know if I'm going to a dressing room. We're 1-0 down against Rovers, cup semi final. And I look up to him. He does not inspire me with confidence or, give that half time speech that maybe Longo would have gave or, Roddy would give.
Yeah.
That
Give you
it's a personality
motivation.
I think that catches me out, that makes me think it might not work.
100%. You have to garner that unity, and he just hasn't garnered any one iota of unity yet. There was never a moment last year where you felt, the players and the supporters are on side. So a win on Sunday, will go a long way towards doing that. And even if he doesn't open his mouth, if he's winning games, that'll create unity. So if he's not going to do it verbally, he's not going to, beat his chest. I know that's not everything, but he needs to win games and he needs to win them quick because the wagons will be circling if he doesn't win his, win the first couple of games or get a good return out of the first few games.
He has absolutely no connection to the fans yet, so he needs to build that connection as soon as possible if we're to have a semi decent season. And he can't, if we are losing games, he can't be going hiding and not doing interviews after the match because he was fucking known for that last year. He's fucking
Yeah,
run. He's
I
sending
think,
fucking Hester or sending Stephen O'Donnell out. He needs to own it now. It's massive.
wouldn't
The squad is there.
I wouldn't, he said poem was a chest pumper, gave a large, we loved it. Of course, like everything else, bows and ends and tears. But we went on Sunday, just go out to the fans and chest pumper or something. Just fucking give something, make some sort of connection. I know we came out and said, my job isn't to be friends with people, my job is to win games. You didn't do the fucking second part, so you want to start doing the fourth and top of doing the second part.
Yeah, you
Give
look
us
at Duff
one
at
something.
Shelburne, he like, you know, again, for all his huff and puff, one thing he did do is he got people, you know, singing off the same hymn sheet, supporters and players. And I said, that counts for a lot in this league where a lot of the teams are going to be, you know, at the same level. The likes of us, Galway, Shells to a certain degree. I mean, they're all squads that, you know, there won't be a huge amount between them. So if teams are willing to fight for each other and really go that extra mile, they're the teams that are going to come out on top, you know. So he has to get that and he has to garner that. Maybe he does have it. Maybe we just don't see it. Maybe that squad is all pulling in the one direction, but we'll know soon enough.
Momentum, we need momentum. Momentum's massive. Get a win and you'll be bouncing into games. If you're fucking one or two defeats early doors, it's just going to turn into fucking what it was last year, I think. So we need, I think, a good start is fucking critical, and get a bit of momentum going. Get there.
We're gonna bounce into the Aviva as one on Sunday anyway, that's for sure. So hopefully we'll be skipping out of it on Sunday as well. The last two times coming out of that ground has been horrific. So let's just hope we're whistling and singing and yeah, sending messages around about where we're going for a few points on Sunday. I think we deserve it after the last year or so. So
yeah, I think
fingers crossed.
We do deserve it. That's like we deserve. I don't think we deserved what we got last year as fans. Like, it was fucking horrific. Like, so a good start to the season, a win on Sunday, and
away we go.
Yeah, I think the Aviva, you know, it was probably the last great day we had out through the south. And, you know, ever since that win against Pelk, it's just been fucking miserable being around the club.
Car crash, yeah. If someone had told you after the Pelk game how it was going to pan out for
Didn't know how lucky we had it that few weeks.
It was brilliant.
Didn't know how lucky
brilliant.
We had
it. Best time to be alive.
They actually took it for granted.
Yeah. But
remember that
we were saying
the Pelk game was on a Tuesday. It was a Thursday swing around to a Tuesday. I was kind of going, fuck, I have to go back to the Aviva now. I'm only getting over this fucking few days and I'm pissing to go back.
Yeah, and then nobody prepared for the win. So, you know, that was the last good day. I know we got to the cup final that year. After the cup final, it says the whole thing is just... Wheels came off. It's still off. The wheels are still very much off, but we're hoping there's a few fucking air tires lying around for this season to get us back up and going.
Exactly.
And I suppose before we wrap up, we will look ahead to Cork Sunday. So we're all thinking maybe JT will start and go. Unsure the centre backs. But where do we go from midfield?
I think you go with Devoy, Tierney, Moran.
And on the wings,
and then I'm gonna go Smith
McDonald's there, surely.
Sorry?
Dawson, McDonald, and Moran, surely. No,
Dawson, Tierney, Moran. That's what I think. McDonald, I can't see McDonald starting. I think Clark will be on the bench as well.
Let's start Tierney cutting in from the left, maybe, or cutting in from the right.
I think
no?
You play Rooney and Parsons be the wingers.
I think Mix is that.
Think so.
I think
flying,
I
apparently,
think,
yeah.
I think Mixon on the right. Parsons on the left, Tierney number 10, Dawson. I wouldn't be surprised. I think Booker could come on and, you know, we're winning, you know, Marshall.
I think Dale Rooney will definitely start. Rooney and Parsons either side of the move. So
I think they're both left sided fielders. And I think he's probably had a bit more time with Mikkelsen and Rooney. That's why Parsons will be on the bench, I think. He's only in the door.
I think him double Parsons and Rooney and then Moose. And I think, obviously, best left full. Smith, rifle, Talbot and goal. I don't know who's going to go centre half. And then I'm going to go for Moran, Devoy and Shagger as the three.
Yeah, I think, but look at that midfield that you said, it's Moran, Devoy and Tierney. I was just thinking it's very youthful in midfield, but fucking Tierney and Devoy aren't fucking doing your pros anymore.
Moran has over 100 games in the league, so he's...
He knows the league.
Knows the league,
as Peter
says. He knows the
league.
It's
fucking all he knows.
Like materially knows the league.
No, I'm just fucking. I think. I don't know. I'm not gonna forget. I think we're gonna win.
Yeah, I think. So I think we're gonna have
them being in Norway on the Thursday. Hopefully, they get fucking stuck over there. The plane gets fucking delayed or fucking.
Yeah, yeah, let's hope there's a moose on the loose and lands down road at some stage and we're all fucking butting naked horns on skipping back to Dane Mill Park.
Let's get through the next few days and work. Get out early Sunday morning, get a pint in the hand, and let's bring it home, lads.
Yeah, can I just get a quick score prediction?
1-0, boss. Meeks and 90 plus five.
Luke?
I'm going to go 2-1, Bowles.
I'm going to go, you know what, head to 2-0. I think Rovers might get something towards the end, put a bit of pressure on, but I'm going to go 2-1, Bowles. I think we're going to skip out of Aviva, back up to D7, mother of all parties. Wake up the next day, naked, no money, knock noses around the place, cold weather, you know. Everyone in bits, but yeah, I suppose we'll wrap up there, and as we do with every episode, come on the fucking balls.
Come on the balls, come on.